Struggles.
Innovation.
Going all in.
Not holding back.
Mindset.
Being a leader.
Paving their own way.
Putting the real in real estate.
Listing legacies. Selling luxury. You have The Vault.
Unlocking conversations in real estate today.
We are live with The Vault. I'm your host, Jessica Hastings Lesperance, and let me introduce my wonderful co-host, Alexa Miller. And today we are introducing something very unique. If you are a realtor out there, this episode's for you. Lex, what are we talking about?
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us on another episode of The Vault. This week, we are going to chat about the questions to ask while you're interviewing brokerages. So if you are studying to get a real estate license right now, you're going to start the process of interviewing brokerages. And that's actually what I want to talk about first quickly is you are the one interviewing brokerages. Mm-hmm. They are not interviewing you. Okay. So there's 7 key questions that we think you need to ask, and we are going to talk about them today.
Yeah. Yeah. And Lex, kind of like, I love it because you're right. Remember, you are in control and you are leading the conversation. Mm-hmm. So 1, tell me about the success of your brokerage.
Super important. Mm-hmm. What kind, like, you want to know, is this a brokerage that's even known in your area? Mm-hmm. How many agents do they have, and what do they produce every year? Do they have lots of market share?
Yeah. How many years have you been in the business?
Yeah. Are you new? Yeah, really important.
And why is this important is because if we want to learn and grow ourselves, we need someone who's already been where we are and growing themselves.
Yeah. Like if I was a new agent and I went to a brokerage that was a year old or less, and they didn't really have a lot of deals under their belt or anything like that, probably not gonna work out.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, there's different models out there. So there's mm-hmm. no right or wrong. It's just finding the model that's a fit for you.
For sure.
This is what I try to explain to everybody is you're going to see and hear different models and they're all wonderful, but you really need to kind of just lay it out and see, can you imagine yourself in that model? Mm-hmm. All right. 2.
Number 2, do you offer coaching or mentorship programs? If so, how much is it and how often? So on our episodes, you'll hear us talk a lot about coaching and mentorship, and why it's important. And you want to know if the brokerage you are going to work for offers any type of coaching or mentorship, because essentially you need to continue learning after you get your license and you need a brokerage that's going to support you through that.
Yeah, it's so important. If imagine not having that. I think that's a nice way to have that perspective. Like if mm-hmm. I went somewhere and there's no training coaching, well, how am I going to grow or learn? Yeah. Right? Like we have to have those key items in the business that we're joining mm-hmm. because everyone needs to be learning, especially in real estate. Like we're all going through Trussell right now and every day is something new and we're growing and we're going with it. So you have to have that coaching and training and mentorship. You know, mm-hmm. I would ask, can I shadow the top producer? How many times can I shadow them? What does that look like? Which office can I run out of? You know, with our team, we have 4 offices. So what I get asked a lot, if someone is posted to a different office than our hub, how does that work for mentorship and training? Or am I traveling? Where do I do most of the training? You know, you have to think of all the detailed questions and see if that aligns with what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. 3. Do you offer admin support and do any lead generating or give out leads? Whoa,
big question.
That's a big one. Yeah, let's break that down. Do you offer any admin support?
So what does that mean? Do you have anyone in the brokerage that helps their agents with paperwork, for example? So uploading paperwork, sending it where you need to. Each brokerage is different.
Mm-hmm. And reviewing it. You know, I would ask, can someone review my paperwork for the first year of my business?
For sure. Absolutely. This is contracts we're dealing with. People's contracts, legal contracts. They need to be correct.
Right. Yeah. And everyone's so different. You know, I get uneasy when we're not reviewing stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it's so intricate and you want the best for the client and the realtor. We want a good experience on both ends.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So admin support is great. And again, dive deep into it. You know, how much of in support, you know, where are they located? How do I connect with them? Can I connect with them? You know, are they virtual? Are they in-house?
Yeah, good questions.
Do any lead and do any lead generating or give out leads?
Yeah, super important. So as a brokerage, you want to know, are they giving you any leads to go off of, or are you expected to do your own lead generating? And what does lead generating mean? It means you have to go out and get your own business. Mm-hmm. It is way harder than it sounds.
It is hard. It is not easy, but you know what, if you want a good business and you have the drive, you're going to start with it. And then that business will just come. Like Lex is there now, you know, your calls, your phone just starts ringing eventually because you're getting that lead generating in. So it's definitely something important. And I get asked all the time, you know, does your team give leads? And you need to ask that. And what quality of leads?
Right.
How many leads? You know, where are they coming from? You have to ask really detailed questions.
For sure.
Yeah.
Number four, what fees are involved and do you have any quotas? So this is a lot of the time, this is the number one question people have. It shouldn't necessarily be your number one question. But when they say fees, you know, what's the split look like? Do you have any quotas? So, you know, do you have to make a certain amount of money per year to be a part of that brokerage?
Mm-hmm. Are they desk fees? And also, right, I would ask, you know, if you're considering team or individual, I would want to know the fees for an individual realtor and being on a team.
Yeah.
Because they are different. And I would ask, like, can I see an example at some point as well?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. All right, number five. What are the different types of training and technology available to your agents?
Yeah, this is another big one. You know, training is huge. You do not learn everything during your courses to become a realtor. Like, trust me. You need constant training, and you need to, you need training for every single aspect of
everything.
Real estate. Yeah. So, you need a brokerage that's going to have consistent training, like weekly, if not monthly.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't, that's a big red flag, in my opinion.
Yeah. And being update with the new technology, like right now it's all AI, AI masterminds. You know, our brokerage just put out a huge training with the top 10% of all the KW businesses of Canada, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing, opting into that, getting into those masterminds and trainings. Number six, do you have a dedicated broker of record and will I be able to reach them 24/7? By hands down, probably the most important question.
Yeah, looking back now, like knowing what I know now, that would be my first question, I believe, is the broker of record. You need someone who is going to support you and has a ton of experience. So our broker of record, I think, has like 30 years of experience, not only as a broker of record, but selling.
Yeah, that's important.
Which is huge because they know what you're going through as an agent. They know what you deal with on the daily. And you need someone who's going to support you in a tough situation in terms of liability. Because it's not if, it's when.
It is. Yeah, that's true. We're all going to go through it if we're, or getting those large amount of units.
Yep.
And not even really, like, you'd be doing 5 units and something changes and all of a sudden you have to figure it out, right?
Yep.
So I would ask, how many years have you been in the business? How many deals? And walk me through what it looks like if that happens and what you do, right? Like,
absolutely,
paint the picture for me.
Love it.
Number seven,
how often do you have team meetings and what is your brokerage's mission statement and values?
Yeah, that's a good one. Team meetings are important if you are on a team because it just brings us together. And if you're an individual, your brokerage, for most parts, would have meetings where everyone connects as well.
Because
you want to network, you want to get to know the people you're working with.
Yeah, it's motivation. And sometimes there's key things that you need to know about at these team meetings. You can learn about stats at the meetings. There's a lot that goes into them, depending on the brokerage. But they're super important and gets you together with everyone. So,
yeah. And the brokerage's mission statement and values. I think this is the most important because it's showing you the value of the brokerage you're working with. Like, is family first and then business or vice versa, or maybe they're new and their goal is to get a certain amount of agents or, you know, anything. And it needs to align with what you're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. So those are just seven key questions to ask. Obviously, we can go more into those, and there are more questions. So if you would like to have a look at that, reach out to Jess or I on social media. We would love to chat with you.
Thanks for listening to The Vault.
You can find us on Instagram at The Vault Podcast and on all podcast platforms.
See you next episode.